Listen closely because it's time for another edition of Crown and Glory. In studio, we have June Armstead of Body, Soul, and Spirit Salon. And let's just say I happen to have a relaxer. What is the proper hair care?
With a permanent hair color?
With a permanent hair color on top of a relaxer.
I prefer the clients wait like 2 to 3 weeks in between having a relaxer and a permanent hair color. Even with that, it's a double process because you have a relaxer chemical on your hair and then you're going to turn around and put a color chemical on your hair.
Fire shut up in your scalp. Once again, fire shut up in your scalp.
Right. So your hair is already broken down from whichever chemical you're going to use.
And so then I want my hair to match. Let's just say I'm going blonde and I'm going whatever extreme opposite color of my natural hair, but I want my eyebrows to look the same.
Uh-oh.
So I don't want my eyebrows to be one tone and my hair the other tone. Do I dye my eyebrows with the hair dye?
I would not. You are asking for trouble. And I've heard of clients going to salons that will put the hair dye on the eyebrows or on the eyelashes. You have to be very careful. You're actually not supposed to use that particular hair dye that's for your hair on your head for your eyelashes. The box says it. There is a particular dye for your eyebrows and for your eyelashes, and I would stick to that. Not necessarily that you'll be able to get that bloodshot red that you want to match your hair.
I understand.
But they have, there you go. They do have dyes specifically for that.
Okay, light audience, now you know you do not have to perish for lack of knowledge. You can go and be consulted by June Armstead at Body, Soul, and Spirit Salon. Call her at 415-333-7261, or you can reach her on her website, bodysoulandspiritsalon.com. 1 Corinthians 11:15 does say that a woman's hair is her crown and glory.